الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today is the great, precious, honorable month of Ramadan, in which all ibadat sawab is increased tremendously. And this is a time when we can not only double up, not only quadruple, we don't know how many times we can multiply and earn great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. And that is one of the purposes of this month of Ramadan. The night of Qadr, Allah Ta'ala says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ, that one night is better than 1,000 months, which is 83 years and 4 months, better than that. So there are certain very valuable ibadats in our deen, and on Jummah they become more valuable, and in Ramadan they become even more valuable. So we should capitalize on that, on these ibadats, which are really, all ibadats in deen are very, very simple and easy. But the rewards, according to the time, according to the place, multiply manifold. Very, very much it multiplies. One of those great ibadats is Durood Sharif. We know many types of businesses. We know import, export, trade, retail trade, wholesale trade, furniture business, motor car business. Many, many types of businesses. But sadly, as Muslims, we are still not aware of the big businesses, which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ, must I not show you some big, big business? And in another ayat, Allah speaks of business also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَىٰ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought from the believers their lives also, and their wealth also. Allah has bought it over. Use it in the way Allah wants you to use it, and in return you are going to get Jannah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to quote from Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali and say that Allah Ta'ala is that businessman who buys useless goods. Allah bought ourselves. Our nafs is Ammara Bissu. Our nafs is Lawwama. Our nafs is so dirty and filthy. And our wealth also is so polluted. Allah bought this dirty, filthy, base, low things, full of faults. And in return Allah gave Jannat, which has got no faults in it. Where can you get a businessman like that? Allah has done this business with us. So amongst all those businesses, is one of the great business of Durood Sharif, as we will try to explain inshallah, and may Allah make it sink into our hearts, and we start doing this business. This business is, Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, that inna Allaha, undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala Himself, wa malaikatahu, and all the malaika of Allah as well, they are doing this business themselves also. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, they are sending salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Durood Sharif. According to Arabic grammar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained to us that this is what is called a nominative sentence. And in a nominative sentence, one of the specialities of it is, it shows to continuity. And the verb used, يُصَلُّون, is also, one shows that to continuity. So Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, everyone generally knows the translation meaning of this ayah. But most of us do an incomplete translation. We say Allah and His Malaika ascending Durood. That is a correct but incomplete translation. The complete translation is, undoubtedly Allah and His Malaika all the time ascending Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then what is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending Durood? Allah Ta'ala doesn't do it as ibadat. If we send Durood Sharif, we do it as an ibadat. But Allah, whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud. He doesn't make ibadat of anyone. The sending of Allah's Durood has got various meanings. One is, Allah is continuously sending His rahmat, His mercy on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Torrents and torrents, waterfalls and waterfalls of Allah's mercy is pouring down on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam every moment. This is the durood Allah Ta'ala is sending. If we have to go to the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, many other big, big waterfalls, though you stand at what a distance from the falls itself, but your clothes get wet with the splashes of the water. And yeah, all the waterfalls of the world together, Allah's rahmat is coming down more than that on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all the time. And we stand so close, about 7-8 meters, at the most 10 meters from where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is resting in his qabr sharif. And yeah, Allah's rahmat which is coming down so much, how much shouldn't it be falling us? We should get drenched, wet with that mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we see many people, not a drop of that mercy touches them. Because we are covered with the raincoat of gunas. And that is why Mashayikh advise, before going doing any deeny work, etc., go to Ahlullah. Let them remove your raincoat of guna. For example, bayat is called, mujhe tawbah kara dijiye. Let me make my tawbah. And there are ample proofs that you should do your tawbah also in a righteous place, by righteous people. It has got much more greater effect. So anyway, so go to them, let them remove the raincoat of guna, and then see, even just one time you get the opportunity of reading Salatu Salam, and you'll get drenched with the rahmat of Allah. Your heart will change. Your mind will change. Your life will change. Everything will change. But if we are covered with that raincoat of guna, we go without namaz for Umrah Hajj, we come back without making namaz on the way. We go dressed and clean shaven, we come back in the same way also. A woman goes without parda niqab, she comes back the same way. Because that rahmat didn't touch us. Make first learn to remove that raincoat of kusans. The other meaning is, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have made your dhikr, your remembrance, we have made it very, very high. What, how, when Allah says I made it high, nobody can, you can fall on your back and you can't see how high Allah has made the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this ayat-e kareema was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning, tafsir of this ayat? Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were an embodiment of adab, respect. Not like us, any masala about halal or haram, about sighting of the moon, about a talaq issue, everyone becomes a mufti. And everyone is giving muft fatwas, free fatwas. We got no knowledge, we got no idea, and we are smoking, we are relaxing on our couches, and we are saying, I think it's like this. As if deen is determined by our thinking. Deen is not our opinion and thinking. It is based on the most solid structures of Quran Sharif and Hadith. Yes, those people who have studied it properly, and they give their opinions based on the Quran and Hadith, that cuts water. That has got value in it. But otherwise, our opinions, we are eating mumfali, monkey nuts. Like monkeys, we are eating monkey nuts, popping them in our mouth and giving our opinions. We are eating chevro and giving our opinions of deen. We have got no right to give our opinions. If we don't know something, fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask, and at the end, la ta'alamun. Who asks? A person who is la ta'alamun, who doesn't know. And who must you ask? It should be according to our thinking, fas'alu ahla al-ilmi. The people of knowledge, but Allah didn't say people of knowledge. Fas'alu ahla dhikr. That is, those who have knowledge and have made their knowledge shine by the zikr of Allah. They have learned how to make zikr from mashayikh and they brought a shine in their knowledge. Those who are not only nur, but who are nurun ala nur. Those who won't only show you the masala and tell you, now it's up to you, this is haram, you are divorced. But there are those who will show you a way out also. Where there is a way out, they will show you and they will make your life easy for you within the parameters of Sharia and Deen. They will guide you properly. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had this great adab and respect in everything. Also, like in business transactions, they won't only tell you this transaction is haram, they will show you how to make it halal. What is the way of making it halal? You divorced your wife, 3 talaqs. You want to stay, they won't only tell you talaq has taken place, but they will also show you a way that how you can, it can become halal again. So those are those ulama who got your welfare at heart and want to see your goodness, but not one ota out of Quran and Hadith, out of Sharia. Within Sharia, what is possible, they will guide you towards that also. So then Allah Ta'ala sent the tafsir of this ayat. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the tafsir that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ, that, oh my beloved Nabi, when I will be remembered, Allah Ta'ala, I've made the arrangement in the world, you will be remembered with me also, all the time. So we see that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he erred in Jannat, he forgot. And he, Allah sent him into dunya. For 40 years he cried that, oh Allah, forgive me. Then he wasn't being forgiven. After 40 years he said, I ask you in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive me. Immediately Allah forgave him. Then after Allah forgave him. Then Allah said, oh Adam, how do you know about Muhammad? I haven't created him. He is in your progeny. He'll be the last of the Anbiya. You are the first, he's the last. But how do you know about him? He said, oh Allah, when I was in Jannat, I saw inscribed on your arsh is written that La ilaha illallah, the last word is Allah. And the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I saw Muhammad. And I saw whose name you have put with your name. Allah, Muhammad. I realized there is nobody as Khuda Buzur. To he, qissa, mukhtasar, there is nobody as great. So in his name I ask, Allah said, yes Adam, he is the last Nabi to come. But because of him, I've created everything also. So this is that Allah Ta'ala has made the zikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so high. Where what Allah is sending durood, that Allah has made his zikr so high. And we see, for example, the first place the sun rises in the world is Fiji Islands. Azan takes place and no azan can be complete without Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and also it can never be complete without Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. Then when Fajr namaz starts in Perth, in Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, in these countries, then their Zohar starts in Fiji. When Asr namaz comes, yeah, in Africa, Middle East, yeah, all in India, Pakistan, then there, when Fajr starts, yeah, Asr starts there. When Fajr comes in Africa, Middle East countries in Europe, then there Maghrib. When Fajr starts in America, next day Fajr starts in Fiji. So 24 hours there are azans going on in the world. And every azan and all replying to the azan are saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. When a child is born, azan is given in the right, ear, takbir in the left ear. Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, his eyes are closed, eyelids, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. He's put into the qabr, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Janaza namaz, Allah's praises, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So from day, from morning till night, from birth to death, from east to west, north to south, and all azans are captured in the air waves. They are there. Allah's zikr is felt in the world. Allah's Rasul's zikr is felt. So Allah is continuously. And Allah is increasing His love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time also. So this is Allah is sending durood. So this should be enough for us to understand how what a great position Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds. Wa malaikatuhu. And the malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of the durood? The salawat of the malaika, they are making dua also. And the praises, they are engaged in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a much more greater extent than what we know. Where we should make dua and effort to gain the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala, we should also make dua and effort to gain the ma'rifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, and one buzurg, we had a little discussion, and he asked me, how many names are there of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At that time in my mind came in some Quran Sharifs, and in the front, before at the cover, there are the 99 names of Allah. And at the back are 99 names of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So I said 99. So he says, you are still very far. Yeah, Masjid al-Nabawi on the front wall, 360 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are written. And each name shows of a different splendor and different quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We are still very far from knowing our Nabi. A person who knows his cell phone and what it can do, all the time he's busy with it. A person who knows his motor car and what the motor car can do, he's all the time busy with it. You are getting delivery of your new Mercedes Benz and you are cleaning your garage. You are putting a 5-sheet carpet also there. You are painting your garage also because my Mercedes is coming. I must be ready for it. If we knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be ready for the remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam all the time. Durood will be a natural thing. And there are, mashallah, many people who are so fortunate, Arabs commonly, that anything, la ilaha illallah. And this comes in the hadith. This should be on the tongue of a mu'min. Anything surprising, la ilaha illallah. Something frightening, la ilaha illallah. Suddenly some news came, good or bad, la ilaha illallah. And also, there are people, anything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. These should be natural things, but we, what happened? All those sounds, instead of that, la ilaha illallah. Instead of that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bring it into our lives, we are still very, very far. And this worst part is, we may be far, but we think we are very near. A person who is far from the goalpost and he thinks he's right at the goal, that's a very sad case. A person who knows he's far, he will be moving forward. He will try to reach forward. So, when Allah Ta'ala Himself praises Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are not only that you have great character and akhlaq, you are on top of great character. You own it. In other words, in our language, you are the sole agent of akhlaq and good character. You have got the agency of good character. You have got it. Only you. We have made you our sole distributor. And anyone who wants to know akhlaq will have to go to the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not what I determine is good akhlaq. Many times haram things, smiling with the hostess, we say you must smile with everyone. What is haram, we regard that as good character. Now, good character is something else on its own. And we'll have to learn. When Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you, but as an embodiment of mercy, not للمسلمين, مؤمنين, للأولياء والمتقين, no, للعالمين, not only for jinn or ins, not only for hayawan and ins, but for للعالمين. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil'alameen. When Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, فَعَفَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ, you have surpassed all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. The greatest creation of Allah, the anbiya, the rasuls, and you have passed, you have warned them. Today a race is measured by split seconds, by a thousandth of a second. A person wins an Olympic race. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at the weaning post, so to say, the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam were not to be seen on the horizon also. How far Nabi tilka rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah had given Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much, so great. فَفَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. In any aspect, knowledge, graciousness, mercy, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could come nowhere near Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the malaika continuously, if we also study a kitab of seerat, if we listen to talks on seerat, we'll come to know who our Nabi was. Then you won't have to be told that you must send durood. It will just come spontaneously. It will come naturally. And it won't come as a duty. With love and with passion you will send durood. But because we don't know, in spite of so much of encouragement, yet we find ourselves, we are very weak in sending durood. For example, today is the day of Jumu'ah, which is a special day. It is in the month of Ramadan, when ibadat is, the rewards are multiplied so much. Ask ourselves, how much durood did I send, even basically. Every day we're supposed to send durood, and Jumu'ah we must increase it tremendously. But ask ourselves, yesterday did I send durood? Today did I send? Did I increase my durood? What is my connection with my Nabi? And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in His great mercy and kindness, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to explain that sending Durood Sharif is like a business. And the director, so to say, of this business, on the one side is Allah Ta'ala Himself. And the other side, the Malaika. Hey, what strong directors. If you have a business and where you feel the person is a chancer, that he's just taking chances, and he's a fly-by-night, you won't invest your money there. Eh? That tomorrow, forget that person, the building, the office also doesn't exist. Nothing exists, all your money, you don't know where it is also. You don't know who to contact, but Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is since ever Allah is sending durood. Allah is forever Allah is sending durood. What a strong, so to say, director of this company. And the malaika, yeah, you don't have to make mashura with anyone to buy shares in this company. You don't have to make istikhara. And what is buying shares? It is sending of durood. You want to send one durood, you bought one share. You want to send 10 duroods, you bought 10 shares. It's up to you. And the returns and dividends of this, of the shares, is unimaginable. Just to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long does it take? But in return, what did you get? In my very limited knowledge, that for you send one time durood, من صلى عليه صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. With your dirty mouth, your dirty heart and mind, you send one durood, Allah Subhan, Quddus, pure, Allah has sent 10 duroods on you. Allahu Akbar. And the meaning of salawat is rahmat-e khassa, very, very special mercies of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah has sent 10 times durood on you. You send one time durood, Allah sends 10 salams on you. Salamati, peace of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's peace on you. What problem can you have? Hey, and not you send one, Allah send 10. Already you made a profit of 20. And one time durood, Allah Ta'ala raises your stages in Jannat by 10. 30 already. One time durood, Allah adds to your record of good deeds, 10 good deeds. 40 already. One time durood, Allah forgives 10 of your sins. 50 benefits already. One time durood, you get the sawab of freeing 10 slaves. 60 already. One time durood, 10 malaika make dua for you. Or one malaika makes 10 duas for you. 70 benefits. Just you bought for R1 million and you sold for 70 million. And that's the minimum profit. Without any overheads. No payments of water and lights, wages, salaries, fees, commissions, nothing whatsoever. And that profit is not only in, it's not in your bank account. And it's not only figures. which can be frozen when they want to. This is with you in your life wherever you go. The three people in the cave, the nek amal were with them. No connection, no credit card, no emergency service came and saved them. The amal saved them. And this is with you at the time of mort also. And this is with you in your qabr also, on the day of qiyamah. And forever it will be with you in Jannah. What a profitable business. So we should try and send. So Allah has offered us shares. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh my friends. Allah loves His friends, the people of Iman. So He shows them this great business. Hal adu sallu alayhi. That Allah didn't tell you that you must make mashura on this business. Allah said, just get busy reading durood. And then again, Allah has been so kind. He told us to read durood. That in return, we should have said, usalli ala nabi. I'm sending durood on nabi. Sallaytu ala nabi. I've sent durood on nabi. But there isn't a single sigha in my limited knowledge that is like this of durood sharif. What we say in return, Allah told us to send durood. We say, Allahumma salli. Sallallahu. Oh Allah, you send durood. The reason for that is that durood is the praises. To say Jazakallah to Nabi, that we are expressing our love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are not fit for it. So Allah said, you tell me, I will send your durood. And like, for example, a person writes a kitab, he gives it to somebody to check up. The person checks, he makes many corrections, he changes many things also. Now the kitab has become a star. A beautiful kitab. But he said, now it's printed with your name. All the work that person did. He gave you all the new ideas. Do this also. Add this. Take out this. Correct this. Do this. It became a star of a kitab. But your name is there. So we sent durood. We told Allah, you sent. So it is as though Allah Ta'ala made our durood a star of a durood. A beautiful durood. But Allah puts it in our account. Like you have sent this durood. So durood sharif is a very great ibadah. And in Jummah, or for Jummah, even a greater ibadah. And for the month of Ramadan, even a greater ibadah. Don't deprive ourselves. While we just sitting, while we just walking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one durood after Asr, the board will be put here. Or ordinarily, out of Ramadan if we read it, 80 years of gunas are forgiven. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil, Muhammadinin Nabiyil Ummi, wa ala alihi, wa sallim taslima. 80 years gunas are forgiven. Like you got a debt of 80 years, that means your debt, your father's debt, your grandfather's debt, your great grandfather's debt. Huge amount of debt you got. By that durood, in 4 minutes after Asr, it's cancelled. All the debt is written off. 80 years of ibadat sawab you get. Who's going to sit and make continuous ibadat of, but because of our indifference, just 4 minutes, but we can't sit for that time. Then one durood, which has been mentioned for Juma, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marra. In 3 seconds it takes. Then send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family 1,000 times 1,000 times, which is 1,000,000 times. And we are encouraged to read this 1,000 times on Jummah. So 1,000 times 1,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. Every week, without a license of a business, without ordering goods, getting premises, fixtures and fittings, workers, packing goods, just in 3 seconds, you can get 1,000,000 per rewards, and which are better than all the dollars and pounds and riyals and all the currencies of the world. These things come nowhere than that. And if you read it 1,000 times, 1,000,000,000, you become a real billionaire. Not a spaza millionaire, a real billionaire you become. And every week, every person can do this. May Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of these great, great things Allah has given us. Really, when we go in the qabr and we will realize, you will want to bite your nails, you will want to kick yourself. That I had such an opportunity for the small petty gains of this dunya, I broke my head, I broke my back. Morning till night I made effort and nothing came with me. جس دنیا سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور پھر لوٹ کے کبھی نہیں آنا، یہ ہے ارشاد قطب زمانہ، ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا. What you made so much effort, you don't get it, it doesn't come with you, it deceives you. You gave your life for your dunya, and at the time of maut, when your life is going, that dunya, one bit of it doesn't come with you. But your amal, and in Jummah, and on Ramadan, how great the rewards. May Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, and tawfiq is from Allah. And وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who makes inclination to Allah, Allah gives him the tawfiq, and he gets barakat in his time. Otherwise we say we don't get time also. We can't manage it, we don't get time. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.